supply of stem cells. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Everyone's bone marrow contains stem cells, cells that have the ability to morph into almost any kind of tissue in the body. That's why scientists are looking at them as treatment for a diverse range of conditions, like Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, and organ replacement. Now, scientists have identified a previously unknown type of stem cell in the blood. Ellie Huberman is head of the Gene Expression and Function Group at Argonne National Laboratory. He and his colleagues found that they could induce the stem cells to become white blood cells.
Then we were more daring and tried to see if they can become nerve cells, and indeed they became. Later we tried liver cells, etc. So we realized that they are really pretty potent.
And because they're found in blood, they're more easily accessible than the ones found in bone marrow. Researchers can simply take a sample of blood and then multiply the stem cells in the lab.
One of the unique features of our study is that we can expand these cells and also freeze them. And they maintain their viability after taking out from the liquid nitrogen.
Huberman says the group's next step is to run tests in animals to determine the cell's potential as a medical treatment. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.